this recording of Neil's Minutes is a continuation from the last one, where I was laying out about intimacy. True intimacy is about life spent together, talking about anything and everything, being best friends, being closer than a brother. God lives in us. We live in Him. We're created in His likeness, in His image. Jesus came to restore the relationship between man and God, not to make it into a religion. I didn't really cover all that, so, but it's a good synopsis of where I'm headed. I think that today is the times when we are really being pushed to be restored to God. An even better place than Adam was in the garden before he sinned, because there's no way that man can destroy this covenant that God has made available to anyone. The scriptures, when I first started reading scriptures at the age of 30, I'd already been walking with Jesus since I was 11, and I knew it was Jesus. He did so many incredible things. One of the, probably the greatest, was heal me of a broken neck, deliver me from third degree burns. People love the stories, but they don't get the reality that the essence of the stories come from the intimacy that I have with the Lord, not the laws of prayer, or this is the way you get somebody healed, or I've seen all kinds of stuff that Jesus has done. Cancers healed, blind eye opened, ear opened, leg grow out, just so many crazy, I've seen it rain on a rectangular piece of ground to help a farmer's crop. I've seen the sun shine in a park when we were putting on a gospel meeting. All kinds of crazy stuff, but they don't have to do with the religious aspect of the relationship. If we only have intimacy with God to the point that we can hear Him so we know how to pray for somebody else, or we can give a, quote, prophetic word to someone and flatter them with their future, we really miss out on the whole reason that Jesus came and paid such a terrible price for us to be restored to relationship with God the Father. We're born new, born afresh of the Spirit, 2 Corinthians 5:17, 18. So the purpose of everything we're doing is to walk in the place of intimacy, just like Jesus did with the Father. We're sent like Him. I've quoted all this stuff in the last minutes that I did, but the quoting scriptures is not enough to understand the reality of who God is and our creation and creating us as creators to walk with Him for fellowship, because love is complete in itself, and yet love is not complete without someone to give to. I've had times where God showed me what color shirt I needed to wear. I've had times when He showed me what food I needed to eat. I've had times when I would go someplace driving a car, and He would take me by a different route. He would go, no, don't go there, turn right here. And I've come to the place where I trust His voice. Many people will tell me they hear God's voice, but it's just like, it's not a realistic reality. They hear God's voice because they want to show that they're spiritual. But the reality of hearing God's voice is about the relationship. Our foundation is based on, in Christianity, is based on an obedience to the commands. But without the right identity and the right relationship with God, we hear laws and sin, and we hear all kinds of stuff that if we had a real relationship of intimacy with the Lord, it would change. The way you look at things and the way you hear things affects the relationship. The relationship is a result of the communion and conversation that you have. And your communion and conversation with the Lord tells you what kind of a relationship you have. I talk to a lot of people and they'll tell me about, you know, they hear God's voice, they pray over people and hear God's voice. But yet, when I ask them about their job or their home life, their hobbies, Jesus is not a part of it. Unless it has to do with somebody's soul, Jesus is not a part of it. Remember that the Father came down and walked with Adam in the cool of the evening, even after he sinned. Even after God had to make the coverings for their sin, he never quit having fellowship with Adam. What were they talking about in the cool of the evening? Is it a board meeting, a business meeting, or was it a friendship? Was it a relationship? I don't have any real proof except the scriptures, but it seems to me that everything God does is about the relationship and the result of the relationship. The result of him and his word towards us. You know, he paid the price for us to be redeemed from the sin of mankind, which was betrayal of a love relationship. And yet, we don't get it. Our first representation of Jesus or the Father after sin was he came down and walked with Adam in the cool of the evening. After he had committed this betrayal. So God never quit with the relationship. That there is this reality that we didn't have a written word till Moses comes along and writes it. Job, maybe, but the reality of people having a Bible didn't happen until the 1600s or 1700s when the printing press made it affordable for a family to have a Bible. All the rest of the time, it was about the relationship revealed God. The relationship revealed God in their ethnicity. It revealed God in their walk, how they lived. He was included in life. They talked about him, and they passed on the stories of God, the testimonies of the Lord from generation to generation. You know, Moses and writes the first five books of the Bible down, records them. But even then, it was only in a synagogue where you could get this. It wasn't available in everybody's house. He tells us that my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of another they won't follow because they don't know it. There is no intimacy in it. There is no relationship. So they won't follow the voice because it's like a voice of a stranger. People go, well, I can hear God's voice, but I don't trust myself. It's not that I'm not hearing God, I just don't trust myself. Where did God say a relationship was about whether you trusted yourself or not? Look in your own relationships. Look at the ones you have with people and the relationship you have at work with people. You don't trust yourself? Where does that come up? The reality is you work with people and you do end up doing things with them and you learn to trust them in the work, at the work you're doing. You're working together. You have a goal that you're owner of the business you work for. So why wouldn't God be about that? That's 8 to 12 hours a day, if you look at the history of man, at least 6 days a week. Maybe at least five, but mostly as they get back in ages, they work more. They had one day off. So in the reality of that, and it may be a little bit confusing the way I'm bringing this out, but God is all about this identity and intimacy. Your identity is important because it affects how you hear and what you hear. God tells us in Luke and in Matthew, a couple places, he says, be careful what you hear. And then in another one, he says, be careful how you hear. So the way we hear is totally affected by our identity and our relationships around us. Identity affects intimacy. If you really think you don't have value, it's always a struggle for you to stay in relationships. If you feel that, you know, everything is against you and you're never going to succeed, other people get better opportunities than you. You have these jealousies and these fears and that you're not good enough. All of those attitudes in your own mind will affect how you hear every person you encounter, every being you encounter. It will be the reality is it will affect the way you hear God and what you hear from Him. So identity has to be changed, and the only way we can change identity in the reality of this relationship with God is get out of the religious requirements of a relationship and let it be a real relationship founded upon care for one another. I don't walk with God because of His promises to me. I walk with God because He's God and I really love Him. And I care about what He thinks. I want to know answers to things so that I can help other people, that I can be an asset in His kingdom. So there's a lot to think about, and there's so much that I wanted to put in this, but I just can't get it all in, even in two messages. But we need to go back and reestablish what was the purpose of our creation and what did Jesus come to do. He came to restore us to the relationship that God had with man when He created him. He is the second Adam. He shows us the reality of what man is supposed to look like. Our actions, our activities, our caretaking authority over his creations, the reality of repairing the breach. That's who we're supposed to be. It's not about being a king. It's not about being the head and not the tail. Those are true statements, but that's not what a relationship is about. You know, it's not about flattery. It's not about parties. It's not about religious meetings. They should be the product of our relationship, not the foundation of our relationship. I keep God's commandments because He loves me, and I love Him, not because I have to. That won't work. That's the law. That's living under a law, and relationships don't work well under laws. They can be constrained by principles and in a sense laws, but the relationship is established, and then the grounds are found to walk it out with. I don't do things to get God's approval. I do things because we're walking together in relationship of love. I care. There's a need to the relationship. We have to show each other that it's real. I can't imagine only hearing from God about religious things and how to pray. That's pretty shallow. And we keep thinking we can work our way into a better relationship instead of accepting that I was born into this relationship. I was born to be a part of God and Him be dwelling in me. It's somewhere we have to come back to this. If we're going to be a church without spot or wrinkle, we got to get away from trying to get God's approval and doing something that will, you know, show God's approval. I live life. If you see me at work, I'm the same at work as I am when I'm off work. If I'm in a religious meeting, I'm the same guy. It's just the reality that I have a relationship with God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And we walk together, we do things together, we fix things together, we do projects together, we visit with people together. He's always about seeking and saving the lost and destroying the works of the devil. But if we keep it contained in a religious view, we're never going to find the fullness of God in our walks. He wants us to be an example of a relationship, not the example of regimented activity. I hope this makes sense. I hope it pushes people. I hope it pushes you to find something better than just a religious encounter and giving somebody a flattering prophecy. We the church have to move back to where the intimacy is a real relationship. There are days he tells me what color shirt to wear. There are days he tells me what shoes I should wear. There are days when he shows me directions that I need to take. There are days when he has me spend more time with somebody just to be a blessing to them, you know, to help them find freedom. But somewhere we have to get back to remembering what is 99% of our life about, religious meetings? If it is, it's a pretty shallow encounter with God. 99% of our life is about living with family, friends, doing work, making a living, doing things together with others when we have free time to relax and enjoy each other's company. We've got to get out of it being a religious identity and a religious intimacy. I have so much more I could share on this, but it's just like, I can't teach intimacy. I can give you the examples of my intimacy. I can give you stuff out of scriptures that talk about the intimacy and the identity that we should have. But it has to be something that you grasp and you take and you find and you go after. You make the decision to be intimate with Christ. Not those around you, not religious rules, not religious endeavors, but a real life lived in his presence. But I can model it. I can in some ways impart the reality of it. I can cause you to hunger for it. But if you want the relationship with Jesus to be what Jesus's relationship was with the Father, you're going to have to pay the price to develop it. Have it be real. Talk to him about things besides religious stuff. Talk to him about your job. How can I make my boss more money? How can I be a better worker? How can I bless the people that I serve? How can I help people in my neighborhood? How can I cause young married to have a little bit more truth so that they can be friends instead of, you know, just spousal units? Jesus is about life, and it does not exist inside a church hall. We go there because we need to fellowship with each other, but the reality is no relationship with Christ is centered upon that Sunday meeting or whatever day it is you meet. It's about life. Jesus, the Father, they both talk about life. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, we will come and make our abode with you, live with you. Christ in me, the hope of glory. So much about who we are and how much God wants to be a part of all of our life and us to be a part of all that He has created. In Jesus' name.